your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated storms in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says ethanol plants are ready to capture more carbon. She submitted comments to the IRS proposed regulations under Section 45Q. It's a performance-based tax credit for carbon capture products. In her comments, she asked the agency to offer credit for carbon dioxide captured for food and beverage purposes, which would promote investment in new carbon capture capabilities and ensure that the food and beverage industry is not forced to tap alternative sources of carbon dioxide. She says the ethanol industry has more than 50 projects that on average capture 99,000 to 153,000 tons of carbon dioxide annually. She said the facilities both capture qualified carbon oxides or are in the process of financing projects to capture and sequester those carbon oxides. She said the more projects are on the way, and 45Q can help accelerate that process. Without that tax credit, food and beverage producers may have to rely on non-renewable sources of carbon dioxide. The Agricultural Fairs Rescue Act, introduced in Congress late last week to help preserve agriculture fairs around the country. The bipartisan legislation is designed to help fairs recover from large financial losses they've suffered because of COVID-19. A large number of fairs around the country didn't take place this summer because of safety concerns. The bill would provide $500 million in grant funding for agricultural fairs throughout the state's departments of agriculture to help them functioning well into the future. Fairs provide the producers the opportunity to market crops and livestock and foster the next generation of farmers, according to these members. The report says that agriculture and community fairs have been an important part of rural communities for over 250 years. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Election Day is tomorrow for the state of Kansas, and many individuals are planning to go to the polls for Election Day, but also many have planned on doing early voting or mail-in ballots. And Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab said that the number of mail-in ballot requests have been the most the state has ever seen.
We're up to over 240,000 requests for mail ballots. To put that in perspective, in 2018, which was one of the largest elections participated in state history, we have 51,000.
That audio from KSN News. The Secretary of State does recommend if you fill out a mail-in ballot to hand deliver it at a polling location rather than mail it and risk the chance of it getting lost in the mail. Kansas has also received $4.6 million in federal funding from the CARES Act to help counties ensure that polling locations are safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Also, if you have mailed your ballot in, you can check the status of your ballot by going to the Secretary of State's website at myvoteinfo.voteks.org. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
The Army's Fort Riley will get a new commander later this month as Major General Douglas A. Sims will assume command of Fort Riley, Kansas, and his 1st Infantry Division, which is known as the Big Red One, starting on August 14th. Sims is a 1991 graduate of the U.S. Military Academy who has deployed several times to Iraq and Afghanistan. He'll take over for Major General John Kulishevsky, who relinquished command of Fort Riley Saturday, so he could take over the command of the Army's V Corps, which is based at Fort Knox, Kentucky. And a second man has died days after a shootout at a Wichita motel that police suspect happened during a fight over drugs. Wichita police say 23-year-old Keon White of Wichita died Saturday at a hospital. He was injured on Thursday morning during a shootout at the Scotsman Inn West. 44-year-old William Podorf of Wichita died at the scene. Four people were arrested after the shooting on suspicion of first-degree murder and burglary. Police say the initial investigation showed the shooting occurred when White and several others forced their way into the motel room. The men began fighting and both men fired guns at each other. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Grand Island teenager has been sentenced to 40 to 45 years in prison for a homicide in 2019. 17-year-old Eric Fredrickson was sentenced Friday for second-degree murder in the death of Vincent Arellano Jr. Police say Arellano, who is 32, was shot several times and died at a Grand Island hospital. Fredrickson was 16 when he killed Arellano in April of 2019, but a judge rejected an attorney's request to have him tried as a juvenile. Prosecutors reduced a first-degree murder charge to second-degree murder and dropped a weapon charge when Fredrickson agreed in May to plead no contest. The Douglas County Health Director has announced she will not issue an order requiring people in the county and in Omaha to wear masks. Douglas County Health Director Adipour had been widely expected to issue a mandate Friday after the Douglas County Board of Health on Monday voted unanimously to support a mask mandate. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a proclamation of a state of local disaster emergency for the county from a storm July 26th that included flooding rains. Discussion was held with no decisions as to compensation for the county health officer, Dr. John Ryan, in light of added responsibilities due to the coronavirus pandemic. Public Works Administrator discussed with the board a bridge located at Sunflower Road in Vermilion Township. The bridge is on the fracture critical inspection list, however, not accessible by road. Railroad tracks are closed on Sunflower Road, therefore the road does not go through from the east. The road is currently being farmed on the west, therefore there's no access. It was the suggestion the board consider permanently closing this bridge and vacating the road in the future. It was noted the mower had been in for repair, but it's back in service mowing roadsides. An update from wind farm attorneys indicated the majority of work recently has been preparing and planning for an upcoming public meeting regarding the Irish Creek Wind Farm. That's planned Wednesday, August 5th at 6 p.m. at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Marysville. A preliminary payment in lieu of tax document will need to be considered, as well as responses in regards to placement of some turbines. Those revised documents should be available sometime this week after the public meeting. Citizen concerns that the allotted 5 minutes first meeting each month was not sufficient for public comment brought a recommendation from commissioners that the public attend that meeting August 5th. The board discussed the recent executive order and State Board of Education ruling on mask mandates for the start of school. County Councilor Jason Brenniger does not feel this is a county decision, but rather each local district has the option to opt out of the governor's order and reopen schools as they see fit. Brenniger does feel, since there are a couple of districts adjacent to each other, it would be in the interest to collaborate with these counties to send a uniform message from both counties involved. He'll make contacts to see what area districts are doing and bring a recommendation back to the board. After approving pre-qualified businesses for disaster funding, there is a remaining balance of $52,000 of grant money available. The board's not opposed to Partnership for Growth reopening an application process to see if any more businesses would qualify, excluding Marysville or Blue Rapids businesses, which received aid previously. Agency on Aging will again reopen for on-site dining effective August 3rd. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the budget, among other business. They'll speak with department heads the next meeting before approving a budget. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and hosted department heads for an update. Discussion was held concerning pay for county employees, vacation time being used, benefits offered, and possibilities for uses of SPARK program funds received by Nemahal County. The sheriff advised he has hired Jordan Weaver as a relief deputy. Following conversation with USD 113 and 115 superintendents, a motion to adopt and utilize, at a minimum, the guidelines set forth in the operations section of Navigating Change, Kansas Guide to Learning and School Safety Operations was approved. Dennis Henry was granted authority to serve as point of contact for the Nemahal County SPARK program funding. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week reappointed Dennis Rosine to the Planning and Zoning Committee. The board had received letters of interest from several qualified applicants, but noted that Rosine is current chair of the committee and is current with recent activities. He was reappointed to another three-year term with unanimous approval. It was reported Rockford Lake has been closed due to blue-green algae complications. Road and bridge updates with challenges from recent heavy rains were outlined during the Road and Bridge Committee meeting. Rock and gravel are being hauled. The Planning and Zoning Committee met Thursday with some 200 residents attending the nearly five-hour meeting. Concerns with setback limitations and health and environmental effects of wind towers were expressed. After much testimony and some discussion, the committee voted 6-1 to extend the setback distance from the current 3/8 of a mile to a full mile. Chair Dennis Rosine was the lone no vote. That recommendation now goes to the Gage County Board of Supervisors, who will schedule a public hearing and determine the final outcome. Tuesday is primary election day in Kansas. Polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. In the primary, you will vote your party ballot. You must have a photo ID and be registered in order to vote. KNDY will have updates on the election, including results, three times each hour, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour, on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and FM 95.5, also posting on our website and Facebook page. A press conference was held with USD 364 school administrators and Superintendent Michael Couch on Friday. The complete conference is updated on our website at KNDYRadio.com, at our Facebook page, also the USD 364 website and social media pages. Building principals Jason Wheeler and Darren Schrader commented on the August 26th start and enrollment process for students.
We are starting August 26th, which is a Wednesday. We're going to do what we're calling a soft start, where we're going to go 8 to noon that first day. We're going to start at the elementary with kindergarten through second grade. We're going to get those kids in. We're going to spend some time working with them individually, teaching them how to wear a mask, what we expect of them. On the second day, which is that Thursday on the 27th, we will then have kindergarten through fourth grade in, and then kindergarten through sixth grade in on that Friday. By Monday, August 31st, we'll have everybody in the building on a regular schedule.
We're doing the staggered start as well. And on the 26th, we will have our 7th grade only in here on the 26th from 8 to 12. They have enough things that are changing in the transitions that they naturally go through as well as this. So we want to focus completely on them. And then on the next day, the 27th, we'll have 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Same thing, a half a day, teach them the new processes. And then on Friday, we'll have 7th, 8th, and 11th and 12th in here doing that on Friday. And then Monday will be a full day and we'll be going through everything as well.
Verda E. Prawley, age 87, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Prawley. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfurt, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wayne Harper.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level trough across the central and upper parts of the Midwest will keep things cool over the next several days. Highs all across the area in the upper 70s and into the lower 80s before we start to see warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, dry weather, but we will see more chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into the middle of the week. So looking at the forecast, sunny skies, upper 70s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. And Wednesday night, partly sunny, isolated storms late, temperatures in the lower 60s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Average high temperature, early August, 89, recent record high, 98 in 2010. The average low, 67. A morning low of 55 broke a recent record low of 59 from 1993. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:27.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Considering raising poultry for egg production? We will tell you some people think ducks are superior to chickens on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfphealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000. $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 3rd, the 216th day of the year. Crooner Tony Bennett celebrates a birthday, and Jesse Owens won his first gold medal at the Olympic Games in Berlin on this day in 1936. Backyard chicken raising has been one of the more significant poultry trends in recent years. But we're hearing of increasing numbers of homesteaders who are finding ducks a more attractive option. They're easy to raise in small spaces, very sociable, and have simpler housing and nesting needs. When it comes to egg production, ducks are better year-round producers. How do duck eggs compare to a chicken's? They have a higher fat content, which often benefits baked recipes. And we're told they have a richer and more eggy flavor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American at Work Sports. Good Monday. The coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, one of the latest to be testing positive for coronavirus.
The Eagles released a statement saying Peterson hasn't experienced any symptoms, is feeling well, and under self-quarantine. The team also said any person who is in close contact with Peterson has been notified and will be tested daily. Per NFL protocols, Peterson can return to the team's practice facility after waiting 10 days since his first positive test if he remains asymptomatic, or at least 5 days if he has consecutive negative tests at least 24 hours apart during that 5-day span. I'm Bill Michaels.
It was a close game for the Kansas City Royals for much of the game, but they did end up losing that matchup yesterday with the Chicago White Sox. In fact, they dropped all 3 games of the series. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
The NHL restarted its season over the weekend with teams playing in one of two bubble cities, Toronto and Edmonton. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly was asked if any rules of the game have been changed going forward.
We actually haven't changed any rules related to the game. Obviously, we have our overarching set of protocols. My guess is the clubs or the players will change their behavior to reflect those protocols. But I think what you'll see today and in the data is going to look like NHL hockey. I think the game is going to continue to be physical. I think there's going to continue to be physical interaction. Players will just be safer.
That was NHL Commissioner Bill Daly. Back to Kansas and baseball. The College Series, the NBC tournament, kicks off today. And also the Kansas City Royals in action at 7:15 tonight with the Chicago Cubs. Kansas, Mid-American at Work Sports.
Extend your enjoyment of fresh peaches with proper harvesting and storage. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pick peaches when fully colored, sweet, and juicy, and consume as soon as possible for the best flavor. Store the extras in a plastic bag in the refrigerator for 3 to 5 days. If the skins begin to wrinkle, it's time to eat them or bake a delicious peach treat. Underripe peaches can be stored at room temperature and allowed to ripen naturally in several days. Speed up the process by placing the peaches in a loosely closed paper bag and check daily. Don't place unripe peaches in the fridge, as their quality and flavor deteriorates when ripened in cooler temperatures. Or freeze them for later use. Slice your peaches, place on a cookie sheet, and freeze. Once firmly frozen, store in a plastic bag in the freezer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Maybe you think you have a hot summer job. I doubt you'll deal with more heat than Ryan. His shop has a furnace pumping out a fire that's over 2,000 degrees. His story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Ryan Staub owns Moana Glass in Lahaina, Hawaii. He enjoys his craft, blowing glass pieces that visitors here can purchase. But he found that people wanted to experience more of this art for themselves.
We let people get a lot more hands-on than most places that do this kind of lesson. And we also let them have a lot more options of pieces that they can make. Plus, we have opportunities for advancement, like to get into our level twos and do more challenging pieces.
Ryan began his craft after having welding and stained glass classes to round out his high school education. He fell in love with making glass objects. But even with all of his experience, he says there's much to learn.
It's the most difficult thing I've ever done. Yeah, by far. It's the most complicated, most difficult. It's really humbling, actually, because after doing it for 22, almost 23 years, I really realize how much more I can learn about the material.
It's an art that requires lots of thinking, mentally staying steps ahead of the work you are creating.
It's constantly changing, so there's no two times at which the material is moving the same ever in the entire piece. So you have to be constantly adaptable.
Of course, glass blowing is an art that requires plenty of heat.
We melt at 2250 and then turn it down to 2100 for working temperature. And that's the temperature at which we gather it out of the furnace and do things with it. While it's on the stick, it usually ranges something in the neighborhood of like 1,000 to 1,500.
This shop and his creations are something to behold. We step inside to look at the objects that can take days and weeks to bring to form. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Lahaina, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust. Saturday, August 8th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling furniture, primitives, collectibles, and household items, including an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, electric range, washer, dining table with six chairs and two leaves, three-piece queen and four-piece full-sized bedroom sets, glass front hutch. Antiques and collectibles include a pump organ, child's rocker, 20-plus die-cast 1/18 scale cars, toys, fancy dishes and glassware, set of German-made dishes, hand and power tools, a few garden tools, a John Deere 160 riding mower, 38-inch cut with bagger, plus other miscellaneous. This household and collectibles auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust, Saturday, August 8th, begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Timber harvesting is often an overlooked source of income. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you own valuable trees, educate yourself and make a plan with a forester before selling, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field.
In fact, Xenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Xenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Xenex is a brand of CHS.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Stand of quality trees on your land could bring you some good money. But before the dollar signs cloud your vision, call a local forester to help you assess the value and come up with a harvesting plan. You want fair market value and harvesting done in a way that meets your objectives for now and in the future. Billy Beck is an extension forestry specialist at Iowa State University. He says it's often tough to put a price on a tree because many factors play into it.
It's all about the buyer and the logger. What outlets do they have? The species assemblage. If you're selling 10 acres of walnut, you're going to get one bid. But if you've got 10 acres of walnut with 3 acres of, say, hackberry or some other kind of specialty niche that that logger is looking for, that could increase the price significantly. What are the quality and grade of the logs? What's the site access? Is it surrounded by a crop field? Is it rough terrain? How hard is it going to be to log?
If you don't know the true value of your timber, beware of an unsolicited knock on your door.
Folks kind of knock on your door and say, hey, I was logging your neighbor. I'll give you $25,000 for the walnuts you got back there. And you're thinking, holy cow, $25,000? It's like my birthday. But that's kind of a red flag. But again, if somebody comes up to you and you don't have a plan, you really don't know what they're cutting out of there. You don't know the number of trees, the size, the volume. You don't know the quality.
Advertise the timber sale. You'll get a wide variety of bids. Check to be sure the buyer you choose is bonded, doesn't pressure you into a quick sale, and doesn't take more trees than what you agreed upon. Also, don't sell all the best trees. By doing this, you're downgrading genetics for the future and will lose the potential for on-farm income for the next few generations. Learn more about selling timber at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Oh!
I don't know about you, but I have a terrible sense of direction. If your directions end with, you can't miss it, you can bet I will miss it. I'm so thankful for step-by-step directions from a GPS that help get me from point A to point B. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Having a GPS for money is important, too. I may think I'm on the right path with my finances, but without some wise counsel, it's easy to get off track. A financial guide helps me and my family know we're on the right road to being wise with money. And it helps us understand our enough, so we don't head off on the side roads of overspending or buying stuff you just don't need. What's most important is that you're on a journey that aligns with your faith and values. Once you have a clear direction for your finances, it's so much easier to know where you're going. And that will lead to a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
The pandemic hit home when you couldn't buy a roll of toilet paper. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
It started with toilet paper, and then the food shelves in stores began to empty. Now, a few months later, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations issue their annual 10-year outlook on agriculture. Here's OECD Secretary General José Ángel Gurría.
The pandemic triggered the most severe recession in a century. Our latest economic outlook paints a bleak picture. We are projecting a 6% decline in global GDP for 2020, with tens of millions additional people unemployed, and that is in the assumption of one wave. If there would be a second wave, then of course the consequences would be even more difficult.
In short, the pandemic has reversed previous predictions of global economic growth.
Governments have to provide safety nets to ensure access to healthy and nutritious food for vulnerable populations, despite falling incomes. Fortunately, the current health crisis has not turned into a food crisis.
Visit agra-outlook.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I believe we can do better for Marshall County, and I am committed to a better way. A better way of approaching the judicial system, a better way of working with families in crisis. I am Bobby Pipia, and I'm asking for your vote for District Magistrate Judge on August 4th. I'm looking forward to providing our county with consistency in the courts. As a business owner and parent and grandparent, I want to focus on our families and our communities. Your vote counts. Reserve the day, August 4th. Bobby Pipia. Thank you.
KNDY.
Hello and good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll check in real quick of the last weekly harvest report from across the nation. We'll look at the hard red winter wheat report, as the good weather is certainly helping the 2020 harvest along. South Dakota's about 80% 90% complete. Harvest up in Montana, about 15% complete. Idaho, around 18%, and Washington up in the northwest, about 25% complete, with favorable conditions ahead for the week. In the areas that have not been harvested, they're expecting hot and generally dry conditions within the next week, so hopefully that pace will continue on. Looking at the wheat data, the recent test data has the industry feeling, quote, pretty happy with the overall crop data as of now. Good overall test, and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change, and the protein again increased. We'll look at the week-to-week numbers. We'll first start with the protein again. Last week at 11.8%, this week at 11.9%. The moisture content also increased last week at 10.9%. Out of the 313 tested this last week, 11.1% there for the moisture. We will take a quick look at also the week-to-week numbers in terms of test weights. There's really not a whole lot of change here, as last week they're at 61.3 and 80.6, and in fact has not changed at all, as this week again at 61.3 and 80.6 on the test weights. Looking at other grade factors, including foreign material at 0.2%, the damage at 0.2% as well, the shrunken and broken at 1.3%, and the defects coming in at 1.7%. That's your latest look across the country with your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, U.S. Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriProceed, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
You asked, and Rustyak Ford responded. We are now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustyak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustyak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustyak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustyak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustyak Ford.
Dr. Roger Marshall has shown he'll stand up for Kansas veterans. As an Army Reserve veteran, Dr. Marshall co-sponsored a bill signed into law by President Trump that will help tens of thousands of Vietnam vets get the benefits they deserve. Dr. Marshall also voted to give veterans greater access and choice in health care, allowing use of VA benefits for neighborhood urgent care facilities so veterans can get care close to home. In the Senate, Roger Marshall will keep our nation's promise to Kansas vets. That's why Dr. Roger Marshall's been endorsed by one of Kansas' greatest military veterans, Senator Bob Dole. Marshall is also endorsed by Kansans for Life as the pro-life candidate for Senate. Dr. Roger Marshall for Senate. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate HEALS Act includes additional coronavirus relief funding for USDA. Michael Clements shares how these funds are likely to be used to help farmers and ranchers.
Earlier this week, the Senate introduced the Health Economic Assistance Liability Protection and Schools Act, or HEALS Act, which includes an additional $20 billion in relief funds for agriculture. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the funding expands much-needed relief across agriculture.
There's not a lot of direction to USDA, which could be seen as good as making sure that the agency can be nimble and responding, but it also expands to include other sectors of the industry that have been left out of earlier versions. So the money's obviously going to be helpful as we go into the fall.
AFBF estimates farm production losses due to the pandemic are nearly $50 billion. Walmsley says this new aid package will help struggling farmers.
When you combine the HEALS Act and the funding in the CARES Act, you're looking at about $34 billion. So if you include the $16 billion in the coronavirus food assistance assistance program, you're getting close to $50 billion, which has been in line with the request Farm Bureau has made to Congress to ensure that our farmers and ranchers can get through this crisis.
Walmsley encourages farmers and ranchers to visit fb.org/advocacy to show their support for the agriculture aid included in the HEALS Act.
This is far from being done. The negotiations are still ongoing between the House and Senate, but it's important for farmers and ranchers to let Congress know how important this aid is, particularly the $20 billion that can be utilized to help producers continue to farm into another season.
Michael Clements reporting.
And delegates of the U.S. Grains Council elected Jim Robin, farmer from Illinois, as its chairman of the board for the 60th annual Board of Delegates meeting that was held this week. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you, with some positive news on export sales of American farm products. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flora.com. That's FLURA.com. So let's start the week with some positive news on the agricultural export business. Agricultural commodities trader Archer Daniels Midland ADM is expecting a groundswell of export demand in the second half of 2020. It would be led by strong purchases by China as the coronavirus pandemic fuels food security concerns around the world, according to ADM. Ample U.S. supplies of crops like soybeans, corn, and wheat could help propel ADM to a record fourth quarter profit. That, according to Chief Executive Juan Luciano. And after record export volumes from South America, facilities helped ADM deliver a stronger than expected second quarter profit. Brazilian soybean stocks are nearly depleted, according to Mr. Luciano, and the United States will be the prime supplier to the world. The U.S. export market is settling and moving up for very good times on very good, solid global demand and competitive prices. He went on to say, potentially we could have record profits in the fourth quarter when you look at the volumes plus the attractive prices, because we are going to have a big harvest. Global agribusinesses like ADM and Bunge are among the companies that have fared better than expected during the pandemic, despite food supply chain disruptions and volatile markets. Bunge raised its full-year outlook after reporting a stronger-than-expected quarterly profit following the Brazilian crop exports, and both companies have reported minimal disruptions to operations due to the COVID-19. China has recently been actively buying U.S. soybeans and corn, including its largest single-day corn purchases reported last Thursday. However, China will need significant buying for the remainder of the year to reach that $36.5 billion in purchases promised in its Phase One trade deal that was signed in January. But it's good news to know that we are continuing to sell in the market, and with the ideal growing weather we've had so far this crop year, we will have the supply to meet the demand from China as well as other countries. those China purchases at the beginning of last week, the billion and 925 million tons, and the week ended July 23rd, the weekly total since the date of November 17, 2016. So take heart. We're going to sell what you're going to produce. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Agriculture is becoming home to one of the more common tools in construction. Get yourself an excavator and you'll find all kinds of uses for it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
To be in construction to own an excavator. On the farm, these machines are becoming more common for jobs such as dredging existing or creating new drainage ditches, removing trees, or leveling an old farmstead to bring more land into cultivation. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says there are plenty of used excavators in the marketplace. But before you go shopping, know the work you plan to do and the machine that will meet your needs, or you'll go crazy from sorting through the myriad of models out there.
I looked at just those excavators in what's called the midi range or mid-range. They range from capacities from 10 to 45 tons. So that was just too broad. And I said, well, what would be a common excavator use in the farm? I looked at a class that was 20 to 30 tons. So that helped bring down the volume of excavators that are available.
The condition of an excavator can also vary. If you can, take it for a test drive.
You want to operate the boom and the stick while inspecting all their major wear points, and then look particularly at the undercarriage. It all depends on how much it was used. Some excavators don't move around a lot, so the undercarriage is in fairly good shape. But those that do move a lot and that they've been used in rocky or tough conditions, it could be a lot of major wear and tear down there.
Don't focus too much on horsepower. Judge its capacity by the maximum digging depth and bucket digging force. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about shopping for a used excavator and learn how to get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same. A mixed start to this new month of August as through the ag commodities. We'll start with the grains first off as the wheat complex. Still a troublesome day. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all with a double-digit loss. September KC wheat sitting at 428 and three quarters. That's currently down 13 and three quarter cent. December down 13 and a quarter to 439 and three quarters.
Still a mixed day through the corn complex, but the immediate months with a slight gain. September corn is up 0.25 cents to 316 and a quarter. December up the same mark, sitting at 327 a bushel. The soybeans still a mixed start to the month, as August beans are currently down 0.25 cents, sitting at 897 and a quarter, but the rest of the complex higher, including September up 2 cents at 892 and a quarter. Soybean oil also slightly higher, August up 68 points to 3159, but the meal still down 230, sitting at 287. Still a triple-digit start to the week for cotton. October cotton's up 105 points at 6335. Mixed to slightly lower through the livestock, including August live cattle down a nickel at 102.77. October's unchanged at 107.87, and they do see some strength beyond that. August feeder cattle unchanged at 144.67, and September's up 47 cents to 146.70. And a still troublesome day for the lean hogs. August down $1.75 to $50.25. October down 80 to 48.82. A look at the stock market here through midday. Slight movement, but trending upwards, as the Dow Jones at 127 to 26,555. The S&P's up 26 at 3,297. And the NASDAQ still up nearly 1.5%, currently up 152 at 10,897. Both gold and silver are trading slightly higher today. The energy markets are also trending upwards, and the dollar index is currently up 25 points to 93.56. Sam Spank with your markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and...
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMBY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.